Alleluia, alleluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. On Thursday, we read of Jesus sending out the apostles, not taking anything with them, but simply relying on the power of God's word to touch the hearts of the people, not their own preparation or anything else, not caring for themselves, but only focused on the word. And today, as they come back, it doesn't say how long they were gone, but as they come back, they report that God worked powerfully in them. A whole new experience for them. They were simply fishermen or workers of other sorts. And yet, when they began to speak, the people's hearts were touched. They called them to repentance. They called them to come back, to open their hearts to the Lord. And they began to understand the longing of people to hear, to know God, and to know what to do and how to live their life. What they experienced was just the beginning as people responded. It says that they healed many people by anointing them, that many spirits were cast out of people. And when they come back, what they experience is that they were just touching the tip of the iceberg. People were in great crowds around Jesus, and they couldn't even eat. Such a longing that people had to understand their life. You know, I don't think it's changed much. We continue to struggle to understand our life, to understand the meaning of our life, and especially for our young people who are being raised without a faith, and their struggle is going to be even worse, that what the world provides for them is not going to be the answer. And we see that the basic needs of humankind to have a purpose, to understand who we are, to have a direction for our life, meaning for who we are, is not going to be satisfied by the world. And so today, as we hear this scripture that the apostles came back from their preaching and that Jesus began to preach them, that the people ran along the shore to get there ahead of him so that they might hear that word a little bit more, that their hearts might be touched, we pray that for those also who are longing to hear the word of Christ might find it in us, in what we say and what we do, that they might find a new hope for their lives and some direction, that they might look to Christ to find the source of life and the healing for their life and the purpose for the lives we have been given. And we ask God's grace and gift of the Holy Spirit upon us as we do that.